Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning in the studio, I have Sitka fellow Sarah DeLapp. She's a playwright who's writing on a very familiar subject. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Holly.
So you're a playwright.
Yes.
And you have a lifelong love of theater. How did you get started?
Well, I got started as a child. I believe my first play was The Little Mermaid, where I was an oyster. My pearl was my head. And I did a lot of theater through high school and college. And then my last few years in college, I took a few playwriting classes and something just clicked and I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Is it typical for people to start as actors and actresses and then be drawn to more technical roles?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely, yes. I spent my last year working at a theater off-Broadway in New York, and I remember having a few conversations where everybody would go around the table and be like, oh, yeah, I was in Streetcar Named Desire, I was in Our Town, I did these Shakespeare plays, and then I discovered directing, and then I discovered set design or technical design or whatever else. I think it's just the easiest way to get involved in theater, a lot like a bunch of kids play soccer when they're little and then they get into other sports or then they get into other physical activities. A lot of people do theater through acting and then get involved with the more technical aspects.
So the being an actress is the gateway.
Yes, exactly.
And what about playwriting specifically appealed to you?
Well, I think what appealed to me about playwriting was the ability to make characters and how important language is. I think language is obviously important in all written mediums, but with playwriting, you actually get to write what they say, which seems obvious, but I think there's so much rich dramatic tension and opportunities there to sort of write around what people are really trying to say or capture how the patterns of how people really speak. One of the most interesting exercises I've done is just like record a conversation and then write it out verbatim, and it's incredible how many things we don't say or we assume we say and just go unsaid, unspoken. We have very, like, fragmented conversations, which I find fascinating.
That is interesting. And I guess you also somehow have to capture a cadence that people have.
Exactly.
And, I mean, this is very detailed writing because you're also thinking about the stage blocking and design.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of all the elements, all of the arts in one. You have the stage design, the picture, and the sound, and the emotions, and everything's up there.
So as a writer, how do you pitch your play? As a writer of fiction, you might blog, you might send it in to someone.
Right.
How does a playwright get their stuff produced?
Well, that's a great question. You usually just submit it to a bunch of theaters or a bunch of festivals and hope it gets read. And that's what I've been doing for the last year is reading plays for a theater. But the next stage is usually a reading. So a theater will invite you in and set you up with a director and a cast, and then they'll read your play just like sitting around a table and maybe invite other people to come see it. And then hopefully, eventually, somebody decides to produce it. But it's a long, long road to the stage.
Have you had a show produced?
I have. I have. At college, I had my senior thesis produced, which was an incredible and stressful experience.
And tell us a little bit about that play.
That play was a very dark play. It was about three sisters who were reunited after spending a long time apart in an execution chamber to watch their father die.
That is dark.
Yes, it was very dark. It was supposed to be a dark comedy. I'm not sure if the comedy element came across, but...
Well, being on both sides, literally, of the stage, as an actress, you like to have a little bit of liberty. And maybe as a playwright, you have a different approach now to seeing people perform your work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think as an actor, I felt that sort of like egotism of the actor of like, it's all about me. I can change this line if I want to. I can improve and ad lib a little bit. Now I find that like atrocious. That's like a sin. You can't do that. And the same goes for stage directions. A lot of directors will go through and cross out all of the stage directions before directing a play. And I find that that's just like anathema. You can't do that. That's like the heart and backbone of a play to me now.
So here in Sitka, you have you've brought a really interesting idea for a play that yes. also involves a sister.
Yes, actually I have. So my twin sister, Eva, she has been working for the last year at a radio station in Nome, KNOM. And through talking to her and visiting her, spending a little time with her, and just thinking about the radio, I decided to write a play about an Alaskan radio station. So that's what I've been working on for the past 3 weeks here.
And she's your resource for sure.
Oh, definitely. She's been sending me stories and community hotlines, all sorts of things.
And did you get to visit her in Nome?
Yes, I did. In April, I visited her for about 2 weeks. It's a very different place, Nome.
Well, then from, green, lush Sitka.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
And you've been able to interview a few folks here at the station as
yes,
well.
I have. I've been lucky enough to speak to Ed and Rebecca and Ken. So now I feel like the tables have turned and I'm being interviewed, which is fun. But they're all, very, very helpful, very informative. It's an amazing place to hang out.
Does anyone think it's odd that you're writing a play about a non-visual medium?
Yes. I would say definitely yes. But I think that's rich. There's a lot going on there. It's always exciting to sort of pull back the curtain and see the other side, see what these people who are always scripted or who go between scripted and live mediums do when they're not on a microphone. I think there's a lot of overlap, actually, between radio and theater in that way, between like what is on the page and what actually happens when you're live.
And this play, is it serious? Is it dark? Maybe a comedy?
Hopefully a comedy. Definitely not as dark as my last play. There will be no executions. At least I don't think so.
Stick around. We'll see what Sitka Radio, what it produces. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah, exactly. And when do you hope to have this play ready for maybe, what do they call it, previews?
Yeah, previews. Well, hopefully I'd love to stage some sort of reading while I'm here, maybe my last week while I'm here. That's my goal right now. And maybe invite a few people from the community, some actors from the community even, just to hear it all in beautiful, sunny for right now, Sitka.
Well, that sounds terrific. And it's fun that you you have a connection. And your sister is going to come to Sitka?
Yeah, she is. She'll be here the last few days, so maybe she'll get to see it.
And maybe she'll be able to get on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. That'd be great.
Well, Sarah, it's been delightful talking with you. I'm speaking with playwright Sarah DeLapp. She's a Sitka fellow, and she'll be here till September?
Yes, September 1st.
Well, thanks for joining me.